Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this.
All righty, guys, I have such a special guest here today. I am so excited for you to be blessed and truly served today with her knowledge, her expertise, her energy. From the moment I met this girl, I was blown away by not only what she was doing on social media, what she was doing personally, just watching her as a mother, watching her just explode herself, next level it, take it from spectacular to extra spectacular, if that's even possible. I am so excited to have Steph here with me today. She is a self-love and mindset coach. She said goodbye to her six-figure income, 9-to-5 job, and decided that she was going to be not only a podcast host, but a motivational speaker, fitness influencer. I mean, if you watch this girl on Instagram, you're like, I better get my butt off the couch and I better start moving, because she made time for it today with everything else that she has going on. And if you're not already following her on Instagram, you have to make sure you follow this girl. I am so excited, Steph, to have you here today. Would you mind just saying hello to everyone and anything that I forgot? Because I know you have so many accolades behind your name.
You're so sweet. Thank you for that amazing introduction. Gosh, like I receive all that. I already have chills like all over my whole body. So thank you. Thank you. That was perfect. That's exactly who I am. And I'm so happy that I get to be in your space today and just feel like your love and your energy. Like, you're the exact same, sis. Like, every time I see you, you're just blowing up. You push through everything. And you, like, you motivate me all the time through your inspiration, everything that you do. So thanks for this. I'm super honored. So thank you.
Woo! Ah, love it, love it, love it. And you know, Steph, I think that's so important. And that's kind of one of the first places is I just see you constantly lifting up other women. And you do it not only for your clients, but for everyone that comes into your stratospheres. Like what I like to say is that, you know, some of your pictures, even on Instagram, are like sprinkled with glitter and that like fun, like unicorn dust. And you truly do that for other people. You know, talk to me a little bit about why that's so important. You know, you just see in a world that's a little bit tough right now and a little bit negative, how do you stay that positive person?
I love that. Well, thank you for that. First off, I truly received that. I think it's a mindset. I think that's honestly just like shifting your mindset to always looking from a different perspective and seeing the way that you want to perceive life, the way that you want to look through life. And I love being able to honor other women and being able to truly see like the light in them. And the way that I believe about that is that what you see in others is also in you. And if you can learn how to celebrate other women versus compare yourself or be like, oh, I'm not enough, or belittle someone or judge them, then you're coming from a place of love and light constantly. So kind of like that, the unicorn effect, right? Like, we're all unicorns, we're all powerful. And if we can just show that love and respect to every single person and truly like be that light that you want to feel in the world. And yeah, there's so much going on that's negative in the world right now. And I think the way I look at it is it's all from a lack of love. Like, if we all generally loved ourselves, like genuinely did that and genuinely showed up with love to every single buddy else that we interact with, like just even making eye contact, like, and just even thanking somebody, smiling at them. I know even if you're wearing a mask or whatever it may be, but like, you can still see that through your eyes, and it's just connection, like pure connection. And you can feel that. That's like a different frequency. And that's why I love connecting with you all the time. And like, we just always jam out and always vibe is like, when you're in that space of like, I just want to show up with love and light, like the right people will always connect to you. And it's just a different energy, a different frequency. And then you bring those people in your proximity. And then that comes outward too, you know?
Oh, amen. Amen. You know, I couldn't have said that better. And it's so true. And for people that are listening today, really, we have listeners who really want to next level themselves, take them to that next level in their life, whether it's through their business, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's, you know, with their children and, you know, showing up and being able to do a lot of different things. Because I think sometimes it's really challenging, especially for us as women. We have so many things that are constantly conflicting. You know, you were just speaking today, you know, 30 minutes ago, you were getting off a bus because you went to the aquarium, you know what I mean, with your daughter. And now you're on a podcast and, you know, balancing that all. And, you know, I love your stories on Instagram because you really show the raw and real side of it. Talk to me a little bit about that. Like, you know, about why, you know, Instagram or Facebook or now Clubhouse doesn't have to be all the glitz and glamour, and really showing that authentic self and just reminding the audience that that part is just as important as the pretty pictures.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I think authenticity is what we're all craving, what we all seek. And the more that you're genuine and you show up as who you are and all that you are, like, we all have different hats and we all have so many different hats. And you don't have to be pushed yourself into just one hat. So what I mean by that is, like, yeah, I'm a mom, I'm a coach, I'm into fitness, I'm a girlfriend, I'm a friend to people, I'm a daughter, but like, I don't have to live in just one identity of that. I can be all those things all of the time. And I can also feel all the emotions that go with all of that. And so you don't have to just show up when you're just like, oh, I'm super happy, I'm positive, everything's going great today. Like, nobody wants to just see that. Like, show up as your real self and give yourself permission to feel all these those emotions, because that's what I honestly think the world needs more of, is allowing ourselves to give ourselves permission to feel all emotions. And that doesn't mean that you have to build a house when you're angry or when you're sad. Like, you don't have to build a house out of that emotion, but express that and be okay to feel that. And that gives other people that same permission. And then they can see you shifting through that. So like, I want to show up all the time. I actually just recently took a total social media break for an entire week, and I had never done that before in 3 years. I was so scared to do that, but it was like, I recognized it was the scarcity mindset that I had, and it was actually stopping me from fully showing up as all of me. And that was one of the things that I want to always do, is that I'm fully showing up in whatever space that is. And like, that I'm not just showing up just to show up, but I'm showing up with value and I'm expressing something and sharing like insight. And so I think that's the key with that, is like, what are you trying to share with the world? And like, what's the insight or the value that you want to bring? And like, be raw with those emotions. I actually just talked to a client yesterday about this. And after we got off our call, she made this whole beautiful post, and it was like her crying and, but like being real and genuine. And I'm like, that's what, like, I'm not saying you have to get up on any Instagram and start crying, but like, be real, be vulnerable, like share your emotions, share your feeling. And that's where you'll connect to more people. And I promise you'll see your business grow. You'll see your following grow. You'll see your interactions grow, because nobody wants to just talk to somebody who's like, my life's perfect and it's rainbows and sprinkles. They're like, cool, like, screw you. Like, that's not reality. And I like to show up in the places where I am struggling in, but helping you guys see a different perspective. Like, yeah, I may have this trial right now, but here's the way that I'm perceiving this, and here's how I'm choosing to see this, and here's how I'm choosing to still have my power in this situation. Just like you did, like all last year, like through all these different trials throughout your family and these health problems, like, you were still showing up. You were giving the space to take time with your family, but then also being like, hey, like, here's what's going on, but here's my perspective and here's how I'm going to shine through this. And that's what makes you resilient. That's what makes you you. That's what attracts people to want to be with you and work with you and be on your team and like be in your space, because the other 80% of the world are like, oh shit, my life sucks because of this happening. And so I'm just gonna let that take power over me. When you have all the power to always control your life and to see it from a total different perspective and a different lens, just that's if you choose to be like that, if that makes sense.
Oh, 1,000%. And so many people I see get stuck in that mindset, stuck in that little square box, and they can't see outside of it. It's very, what I like to say, tunnel vision, right? Instead of having like your peripheral vision on and saying, wow, there's so much more. And again, if you feel stuck in that space, is you're probably hanging around the wrong people too. Yes. You're probably not bringing that tribe. And I know I've allowed myself my negative, like my, maybe the negativity to come out, or maybe not firing on all cylinders like I know I can, by surrounding myself sometimes with the people that don't bring me to that next level. And I'm not saying they still can't be in your life, but if you truly want to take your business or whatever you're here to listen to today to that next level, it is so critical that we keep raising that bar. However, if everyone listened, Steph took an entire week off social media. Now, Steph and I are both extremely active on social media. It's how we build our businesses. Yeah. But taking a time out, slow down to speed up, is exactly what she said. But also that true abundant versus scarcity mindset guys. It's so important. I mean, I was so proud of you. I actually was like, I don't know if I could do that. Like, that was a big risk.
It really was. But that was me. That was me acknowledging that. And I recognized, so I had actually watched some other people take these other breaks off social media. And one of my really good friends I look up to had taken 2 weeks off. And she's like, I'm taking 2 weeks off of social media. I just need to have like a cleanse. And I want to just like make sure I'm really showing up the right way. And I just need a total break to like reground myself. And as I was reading her post, I was like very triggered. I was like, oh my God, I could never get off social media. I could never, like, that would be like my whole business would crash. Like, how, what would I even do? And then I realized, I'm like, oh, if I'm triggered by this, that's because I don't feel like I could do this. I don't trust myself enough to be able to do this. And that was over the summer. So it took me 6 months to truly get that bravery to be like, okay, Stephanie, like, this is triggering you. Why? Why are you so attached to this? And why are you saying that, you know, clients can only come to you if you're showing up on social every day and that you have to be like this certain way. And so all these underlying things started showing up for me. And I started to recognize that I left my 9-to-5 and I had this awesome corporate, amazing job. I was the youngest female vice president of a $1 billion finance company. And I found the courage to leave that to start my own coaching company. And I had done that. It'll be 3 years in January. So this is my 2 years now. But in that whole time, what I started to recognize is that I gave myself permission to like leave corporate and like run my life how I wanted, so to say, but I didn't really give myself freedom to spend time the way I wanted. So I would not be working, but I'd be working because I'd be on social or I'd be like answering other DMs or voice messaging or whatever. And so I was never really having like a full break. I was never fully, fully present. And here I am preaching and teaching like, be present, being present is the best present. And then I'm like not fully doing it. So it's like, what the hell, Stephanie? Like show up, fully show up. And my daughter, Ella, she's in first grade. She said, Mom, why are you always so busy? And I'm like, well, I'm busy because I'm working. And then she's like, well, I thought you had your own job so you could do whatever you want. And I was like, oh, I do. I do, baby girl. And you are so right. And I have not claimed this freedom fully. And so that's what I decided. And then so that in that moment, I was like, I'm releasing this scarcity mindset that I have to go, go, go. I have to show up. I have to be like so consistent in this. And that was, and that's just what this is what I teach my clients all the time. This is what I teach other people like in marketing and business and stuff too. I'm like, show up every single day, like do this, do this, do this. And so at the same time, I'm breaking this belief system within myself that that's what I've always had to do, right? And what I recognize is like that, that's just one way, like that's one way to hustle. And that, and if that serves you, great. If that works for you, great. I totally honor that. And I was that, right? But what I started to recognize is that wasn't true freedom. That wasn't really truly me like living in my power of like, oh, I have to quickly respond to this right away. Oh, this person just messaged me. Like everything's going to fall apart if I don't respond. This opportunity is never going to come to me again. And so when I let go of that, that whole week, opportunity came to me every single day without ever being on social. And it was, that was like the universe, God, source, however you want to say that, telling me like, when you're truly just present, like you will always receive the present and you'll always know what opportunity you want to say yes to and what you want to say no to. Cause I'm actually sitting down to like, be like, this is a firm yes for me. And yeah, I totally want to honor this rather than just like, yes, 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 opportunity, opportunity. I never know what's going to come to me again. Like that's scarcity. Abundance is like, I'm free to flow and everything's going to flow right to me. You know, is that?
Yeah. Preach, drop the mic. I mean, podcast can be over. I think you just like totally gave us everything we need to like be better. I mean, and let me ask you a question though. I mean, this didn't happen that long ago.
Right.
And I see so many of us, especially entrepreneurs, who are in that mindset, like, I got to go and I can't drop the phone. I got to stay up that extra hour and I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
So 1 week of you stopping that, it's hard for the old habits not to creep back in. How do you make sure they're not? Because your kids are watching and it's crazy. I get the same questions asked to me like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And like our kids are like the biggest mirrors for us. Like they're constantly like their habits are our habits that we're performing. Right. And so like, I could tell my daughters, like, let's meditate, let's be present, let's do all these things. But then after, if I'm sitting on my phone and I'm working and I'm preaching on a call that they hear, like, well, you own your freedom, but I'm not doing that. Like I'm not teaching them that true example. And so for me, I had to literally like remove all the apps off my phone. I turned off like all the notifications, all my notifications are still off. So I have to actually like pull up Instagram to go through and see everything. Facebook, I have to pull it up. Because before I was getting all these alerts on my phone. And what I recognized is I was like always living in like anxiety. Because like if my phone was always on and I keep seeing, like I'd be on a call and I keep seeing it like pop up. And I'm like, okay, I have to get off this call so I can answer all these things. But why? Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I'm supposed to be so present with you. I'm supposed to be in this podcast. I'm supposed to be so here. Or if I'm in a client call, I'm supposed to be so with my client. If I'm with my kids, I'm supposed to be so with my kids, right? And so if I'm getting all these like flashes of that, and what it was doing, it was like flashing scarcity, like quickly respond, right? And so when I removed all those notifications, I started to like feel peace. And I was like, oh, okay, like I get to control this and I get to control my energy with this. And then it made me be so much more intentional. Like, every single conversation, everything that I was doing, and I was more connected to me. I was like very grounded in that. And like, this is still really new, but like, and like I said, I had been kind of working on this over the last 6 months when my friend posted that, and I recognized how triggered I was by it. And so I've been working on like this scarcity and abundance mindset, and truly recognizing that that was just one belief that I believed, that like, you're supposed to hustle. You're supposed to only sleep 4 hours a night. You're supposed to be exhausted. You're supposed to live off coffee. You're supposed to be tired. Like, and if you're not, I'm like, you're supposed to just be posting. I'm like, I did this. Like all these massive to-do lists, because then that shows people that you can get shit done, and like that you're a hustler and that people want to work with you. And like, but what am I really trying to prove? Like, why am I trying to prove that when in reality, like if I'm just so present with whatever I'm supposed to do, like opportunity is always going to come to me, and I'm always going to see what I'm supposed to do next. And so that's like abundance is like free flowing. And that's just a whole different concept to me that I'm currently actively like coming into and actively releasing like old beliefs of go, 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 go. And I'm really working on my feminine of just like being in flow. And like through that, creativity has just like flown out of me, and it's been a beautiful process. So,
whew, yes. Woo. You gave me some chills. You gave me some challenges that, I mean, I'm going to try this 1 week social media. I don't know when. I'm not declaring that here, yeah. But I truly believe that so many of us, and it is, let's face it, a lot of us are addicted. Or when I get at the end of the week, how much screen time I've had, and I'm like, ooh, I'm afraid my eyeballs might fall out. You know what I mean? You're like, how much time are you spending there? And, you know, where's that next shining object, and searching for it instead of letting it just show up in your life. And, you know, I think about that with relationships, right? Like, yeah. I know, like, you know, I was in this point, like, I was like, I'm never getting married. I'm never going to have kids. Like, I'm not meant to be. And I was in like mindset. And then finally, when I let that go, and I'm like, listen, if it happens, it happens, blah, blah. Honestly, it was like my husband, like, just showed up like on this, like, you know, unicorn. And I was like, I know everyone told me this is what's supposed to happen, but I didn't really believe them. And it's right. Only when I reflected back on it that I really realized it. So, you know, if you're listening today, really, really take these words that Steph's sharing with us and say, where can you step back a little to get ahead, to have more of that fulfillment in those other aspects of your life? And I think it goes back to, it's not that she's not hustling hard with her business anymore. That's not the message she's giving us. The message she's giving us is that she's very intentional. And I say this a lot to the people on my team with my wellness business. I say, listen, I don't want you putting 5 hours into work a day. I want you to work really hard for 3 30-minute sprints. Yes. And be so intentional about it that when you finish those 30 minutes, you almost feel out of breath, because you're like, I just worked my butt off. Because after 30 minutes, let's face us, most of us don't even have the attention span anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that. I think it's so true. It's like, what are you showing up? So if you're, and that's like, when you're going on social, like, what is your true intention? Are you just getting on because you're like, I'm supposed to get on every hour on social to show I'm doing something. So that's kind of like what I was doing. I was like, oh, well, I'm on getting ready for another coaching call, or like whatever it was. So I was just like in the habit of doing it, but what was my true intention? And so when I started asking myself, I'm like, oh, I'm just doing it just to prove I'm working, I guess. Like, why do I have to prove that to anybody? And so when I stopped doing that, my intention is, anytime I show up, I want to bring value. So how am I giving somebody value? What is that I'm teaching? How am I sharing my message? So if you're in the same wellness business with you, if you're sharing that, like, I want to see how that's showing up in your life. I want to see how you're using that. I want to see how you're talking to other people about, like, and explain to me why this is so beneficial. Like, give me value, like, help me with that, right? And then if I'm going to show up because I want to nourish relationships, I'm going to be intentional about that. So that means I'm going to go give love, and I'm going to fully give love, and I'm going to give energy in every one of my messages. And once I'm tapped out, I'm going to be done. So that also helps you with boundaries, because I'm sure for all of our listeners here, if you're working, hustling, like you may be feeling emotionally exhausted all the time and like unproductive, but yet you're going, right? And so then when you change that, you're like, I want to be intentional with what I'm doing. Well, every conversation becomes very intentional. Like, okay, you know what? I want to teach this woman about my collagen stuff so she can understand how this is going to help her. And ultimately, I want her to be on my team. And so I'm going to share that with her, and I'm going to be intentional about that. And this is how I'm going to show up with that. Or you know what? I want to share value, whatever it is, or you're speaking and whatever, anything that you're doing, but you become so much more hyper intentional with it. And then other distractions don't distract you because you've been present in everything else that you need to do. So you're actually like laser focused in that. And that's also created like so many more sales in my business and different things that I'm doing, because I'm actually like in that moment rather than let me hurry up and close this deal so I can get another deal. Like, why am I not nourishing this one relationship like it's $1 million deal like any other thing? Is that?
Yeah. What I mean? Oh, yeah. 100%. And it goes back to that whole quantity versus quality. Like, yeah. Would you rather have 5 amazing new clients in the next, 2 months than have 20 that are kind of, they're half in it and you're half in it. Like, at the end of the day, how long are those relationships going to last, right?
Yeah, and that's like big scarcity, because you're like, oh, I don't know when I'll get another client, so I'm just going to say yes to this client rather than saying like, I can create boundaries and this is a no for me, or this person doesn't seem like they're really like that committed to being on my team, so I'll wait till the next person comes. Like, you're worthy to wait for the next person. I was talking to a client about this the other day, and she's dating, and this guy asked her to go to dinner on I was talking to her on Tuesday and he wanted to go on Thursday, and she's like, well, I don't want to change my plans, I really would rather go next week, but if I say no, then he's not going to want to date me. I'm like, you don't think you're worthy of next Thursday? And she's like, no, I am so worthy of next Thursday. I'm like, then baby girl, like, you make people wait for you. Like, you don't have to jump at every single thing. Like, let me change all my plans, let me do all this, because like, that's scarcity. That's saying I'm never going to get this opportunity again if I don't say yes right now. And that is not truth. Like, and that's not truth in anything else. So when you're showing up with intention, then you're also respecting yourself and you're respecting other people, because you're truly honoring all their time, energy, and value with all of that.
Yeah, it's so true. And I also think it's like the FOMs, like so many, it's like the fear of missing something. And I think social media has really, really hurt us that way. Cause it's like, well, she's going here and they're going bike riding and they're going this. And then, we went bike riding. My husband ended up breaking 6 ribs and a collarbone, like I didn't miss out on a bike ride, but it's like, we gotta keep perspective there. And it's really, Steph, let's face it, it's really easy to preach, but someone like you or myself or many, many of the listeners out there, A-type personalities, they're driven, they're motivated, they want to go to that next level. And let's face it, most of us have been programmed as children, work hard, get ahead, right? And it's a value. Right? I mean, we're guilty of it. So, and you touched upon that before, we got to kind of step back sometimes and be able to take that breath and say, okay, at the end of the day, am I going to remember those extra 3 hours of like that hustle that I did every day? Or am I going to remember those experiences that I built? And I know with my own children, one of the greatest gifts I know I could give them is the ability, once COVID is over, if it's ever over, of travel and experiences.
Yes.
Versus anything else. Like, to me as a mom, like, that's a value of mine. Why? Because I know I'm present when I'm removed from all the other obstacles, right? So find that space. And that doesn't mean you have to go on an airplane and travel halfway across the country or go to another, but find that space. Right now, my son and I, we do a lot of skiing together. It's like our thing. And there is something that's so beautiful as we're going up that chairlift. I'm having conversations with him that I never would have, if we're eating dinner or like the toys are out or their TV's on and literally our feet aren't touching the ground. We're just in the air. And those conversations are like so valuable. And he doesn't realize how valuable they are to me as a mom, but it's that real bonding. And it's that what, 3 minutes up the chairlift? It's not the time, it's that quality. So find that space, whether it's with your kids or with your significant other or with your friends or with your family, and be intentional. So,
well, and I think it will help you value your time too. Cause like that was one thing that I found is like, I felt like I was busy all the time and I was working. But then when I took away some of my social media, I started to recognize like what was actually pushing in my business, like what was actually moving the needle in my business and what wasn't, and what had I determined was working and like hustling just because it, and it was really like busyness. It was like busyness made me feel like I was productive because I had been programmed through that. And I'm like, and when I worked in corporate, it was like meeting, 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 meeting. That was like my whole day. And so I kind of like kept that same like momentum, but I wasn't like really getting anything. I wasn't really pushing the needle so taking that step back made me reevaluate like, well, what really pushes the needle here? What really gets me to connect with other people? What really is going to impact my business and impact the lives of others? And if you can focus on creating impact and creating influence, your income's automatically going to come there. And that was like the big takeaway for me too. Is like, I'm like, oh, I would think like all this busyness was me being productive in my business, but it wasn't. And so it was a total different exchange. And so you are able to really recognize like, if I have 3 hours of time today, I know the best way to spend that in my business, and I can become a multimillionaire by working 3 hours a day because other people are doing it. Why can't I? I have to give myself that same permission. But what it is it's just showing, how do I really want to show up in these 3 hours? Like what will actually move the needle? Is it just me going through and scrolling on Instagram or answering DMs, or am I answering them with intention? Am I giving actual purpose? Am I showing what I do? Cause I would get some message to people like, so what exactly do you do? If that's what I'm doing, that's a problem. I'm not fully showing up. Right. So I'm not obviously showing that. And so taking a step back, and I never understood that, like slow down to speed up. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. But now I'm like, oh, okay. So you can see like what's really happening and where do you want to put all your energy into? And does that actually move the needle or not? And if it doesn't, then that's a no for you, but you're never going to be able to see that if you're not like stepping back enough to be like, oh, I would always say yes to this just to go, 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 because it made me feel productive, but that wasn't actually giving me the value that I wanted. And so you were left like feeling empty, rather than now you can feel productive and you can have purpose and you can find the pleasure in that. And you can be like, wow, I feel like full because of all of this. And that's what I would invite you guys to do, is really evaluate like what you think you're doing is helping your business. Is it just you being busy? Like you're essentially like running errands, but you're not really running errands. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, let's face it. And, you know, it does. And that's not, you know, Steph says that I want everyone to remember, like, that's a process that doesn't just come overnight. That comes from, Steph's been doing this. She's a mindset coach. I mean, I'm sure so many of you have gotten so much value out of this already, but like, she's there to serve that audience. And if you're looking for more of that, that's what she does with her clients. And just reminding you that it's not a sprint. That's a long-term marathon. It takes time. And it's like a muscle, right? Like, you know, if you don't flex your biceps and you don't work them at the gym, they're not always going to be there or be pronounced the way that you want them to. Like it will, like you'll lose that memory of it. So it's really coming into that daily practice and setting those intents and knowing what to do. And I think there's really nothing better than writing them down, literally pen to paper, not typing them out, this and that and the other. I mean, I have this little white journal that I use. And I will tell you that like anytime I really need to connect back with myself, it's literally pen to paper, pen to paper, pen to paper. Where did I go wrong? And where do I need to go forward? Because we're all there. And with that being said, Steph, I mean, people hear you, they feel your energy. I'm sure they've already checked out your Instagram page, you know, as they're listening to this, but it hasn't always been easy, right? Like, can we just talk a little bit, just kind of end this? Cause I think that's really important for people to know that like, there's been vulnerable sides to me, to you. Like they may see all this, even with the stories, and be like, well, they still have it all together. They have these businesses and they're fun and they, you know what I mean? They're mindset coaches and podcasters, but it's not always easy. And like, I just want to remind everyone, I want to bring it back to just that real authentic person. Cause I know you're always so willing to share.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is not always easy. And I've had to learn so many different lessons over and over and over and over again in so many different forms until I'm finally ready to unlearn a certain lesson or unlearn a belief so I can see a different way. And with that, it's what I mean by that is not getting caught up in like what the world wants you to be. Like that's easy. That's really easy to show up and like I could just show up and talk about like working out all day long, and I could do workout videos, and I could probably have like a million followers, and I could have a total different kind of a business. But that's what the world would want from me. That's not what I'm meant to be. That's not what I'm created for. Like, I'm created to make sure that I'm being used as a vessel to share like love, to share light, to share how your mind can actually work for you, how you can remove some of these stories that are limiting you into this little box that you think of, this is all the possibilities for me. But in order for me to do that, I also have to do the work so I can believe that for myself, so I can share that. And so that's been a lot of healing, and that's not always easy to get vulnerable. It's not always easy to want to do that healing. And you know, one of the biggest lessons I actually learned last year was like the value of me and like fully asking of my worth and stepping into my worth and knowing that I'm worthy to receive. And I had to go through actually really, really hard financial hardship last year. So keeping in mind, going back, I used to be a billionaire. Are you not a billionaire? I'm not a billionaire. I used to work at a
billionaire. You seem like a billionaire, girl.
I had amazing credit. I had houses. I had all the things. And then when I left my company, I started my own business. Well, a part of me felt like I almost felt like guilty, like really fully charging people for things. And I would give out all these freebies and I would do all this stuff. And I had to work on like my money mindset so much. I had to make such a shift, and I kept having to relearn these lessons. Well, that actually led me into filing bankruptcy. So I'm just going to be fully vulnerable and share that with you guys. And, that was beginning of last year. And so that was a really healing journey for me to relearn like different values and different money and attachments and ideas, and breaking through that so I could break through for other people. And so I could see that and see like why, how important that is, and different just different ways of recognizing what I had with my relationship with that. And it was all tied to like even self-love and to worthiness. And I'm teaching people how to love themselves, and I'm telling my clients like charge this, but yeah, I can't do that. And so that is the hard work, is that in order for you to show up fully, to give to other people, like you have to do the work on you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it won't ever come true for you. And that's real. And that's why I share that story with my clients. I share that all the time, because and now I learned this most valuable lesson, and I had to go through so much work, and I had a coach and I had shamans, and I did like all these journeys to help me like break out of these beliefs that were so ingrained in me, like that it has to be hard to make money, that you have to be this to make money. And that had served me in corporate, but like, that's also part of why I'm saying now, like I'm letting go of like that hustle, because like that doesn't serve me and that's not true for me. And that same week I let go of that, I made $7,000, like, and it's in just that week, right? And so, and I'm sharing that with you from a place of where I couldn't to where I am. And that the only way that you can get there is by doing the work. So as you're listening to this and you're like, I see all these people like so successful, but why can't I have that? Like I do all these things. Well, I want you to ask yourself, like, what are you really doing up here? Like, what's your mind telling you is possible for you? Like, are you repeating these stories? Like I have to work 90 hours a week to make money. It's hard to make money. In order to make $1,000, like this is what I equate to being worthy to receive $1,000. Like if I gave you, and I love one of your questions was like, if I gave you $25,000, what would you do with it? Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to ask you, like, if I gave you $25,000, how comfortable would you feel with it? Like, would you be like, oh, I'm so worthy to receive this? Or would you automatically start adding like 25,000 attachments of what you have to do to receive that? And that's part of your identity and your relationship with money. And if you aren't connecting to that and you don't realize what your relationship is in all things that you do, you're never going to fully bloom. Because there's trust in all of these things, right? And so the more that you can trust yourself, the more that you will love yourself, and the more that everything can come to you, because it's just a natural flow of energy. Like money's just energy. It's just an exchange. But it took me so much work to break through that. And so, yeah, I guess that's my long story answer, is that you have to do the work, and that and the work and everything else will come to you. And that's what's hard, is to coach other people and fully show up as you're doing the work, and to not be afraid to share the work that you're doing, because people will think that you're perfect. You have it all together because you're coaching other people. That's not true. I'm just one page ahead of you, and I'm just helping you see the page I just left. And so we're all human, like give everybody grace and forgiveness, because we're just all gods and goddesses living a human experience, if that makes sense.
Oh man, Steph, I wasn't even expecting the conversation to go down that path, but that was absolutely, I couldn't think of a better way to end this podcast because people need to hear that realness and that real side. And I want to thank you for being so vulnerable. I want to thank you for like blessing every single listener on this today for being like, you know what? Okay, I can give myself that forgiveness and look at what, how it propelled her forward. Cause we've all been there. Every single one of us has a past, right? And I love that you say I'm only one page in front of you, right? Or one page behind you, like depending on where you are in your journey. And that's okay. So for everyone listening today, just give yourself, again, going along with the theme of this podcast, give yourself that second G, that grace. Give yourself that time to get off social media, to say, listen, my finances aren't where I am. I got to work on my mindset. Like, it's a constant struggle and it doesn't just happen. But I promise you, if you start to make the behaviors and you do them day in and day out and you start to make it part of your practice, it becomes a heck of a lot easier. Mm. It's never easy, but it becomes easier, if that makes sense. So I can't thank you enough. Where can the listeners, where's the best place for them to find you? I'm sure so many of them want to connect with you. Just give us the best place for the people to go and find you.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. It's Steph Iliff, STEFILIF as in Frank, F as in Frank. Or my website is coachingwithsteph.com. My podcast is Just Talking. Come and hang out with me anytime and we'll get to know each other. It'll be a good time.
Steph, you're amazing. I feel so lucky to have you today as a guest. And I know every single viewer feels the same way. You're phenomenal. Go and continue to sprinkle that awesome, awesome unicorn dust.
Bless you. You too. Cheers. I love
you. Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.